Thou climbeth Tamora, Olympus top, safe out of fortune's shot, and sits aloft secure of thunder's crack or lightning flash, advanced above pale envy's threatening reach, as when the golden sun salutes the morn, and having gilt the ocean with his beams, gallops the zodiac in his glistering coach, and overlooks the highest peering hills, so Tamora, upon her wit doth earthly honor wait, and virtue stoops and trembles at her frown. Then, Aaron, arm thy heart and fit thy thoughts to mount aloft with thy imperial mistress, and mount her pitch, whom thou in triumph long hast prisoner held, fettered in amorous chains, and faster bound to Aaron's charming eyes than is Prometheus tied to Caucasus. Away with slavish weeds and servile thoughts! I will be bright and shine in pearl and gold to wait upon this new-made empress. To wait, said I, to wanton with this queen, this goddess, this Semiramis, this nymph, this siren that will charm Rome's saturnine and see his shipwreck and his common wheels. What storm is this?
Karam, thy years want wit, thy wits want edge and manners to intrude where I am graced, and may for aught thou knowest affected be.
Demetrius, thou dost overween in all, and so in this, to bear me down with braves. 'Tis not the difference of a year or two makes me less gracious or thee more fortunate. I am as able and as fit as thou to serve and to deserve my mistress' grace, and that my sword upon thee shall approve and plead my passion for Lavinia's love.
Clubs, these lovers will not keep the beast.
Why, boy, although our mother unadvised gave you a dancing rapier by your side, are you so desperate grown to threat your friends? Go to, have your laugh glued within your sheath till you know better how to handle it.
Meanwhile, sir, with the little skill I have, full well thou shalt perceive how much I dare.
Why, boy, grow ye so brave.
Why, how now, lords? So near the emperor's palace dare ye draw, and maintain such a quarrel openly? Full well I wot the ground of all this grudge. I would not for a million of gold the cause were known to them it most concerns, nor would your noble mother for much more be so dishonored in the court of Rome. For shame, put up!
Not I! Till I have sheathed my rapier in his bosom and withal thrust those reproachful speeches down his throat that he had breathed in my dishonor here.
For that I am prepared and full resolved. Foul-spoken coward, that thunderest with thy tongue, and with thy weapon nothing dares before.
Away, I say! Now, by the gods that warlike Goths adore, this petty brabble will undo us all. Why, lords, and think you not how dangerous it is to jet upon a prince's right? What? Is Lavinia then become so loose, or Bassiana so degenerate, that for her love such quarrels may be broached without controlment, justice, or revenge? Young lords, beware! And should the empress know this discord's ground, the music would not please.
I care not, I. You see, in all the world, I love Lavinia more than all the world.
Youngling, learn thou to make some meaner choice. Lavinia is thine elder brother's hope.
Why, are you mad? Or know ye not in Rome how furious and impatient they be, and cannot brook competitors in love? I tell you, lords, you do but plot your deaths by this device.
Aaron, a thousand deaths would I propose to achieve her whom I love.
To achieve her? How?
I make so it so strange. She is a woman, therefore may be wooed. She is a woman, therefore may be won. She is Lavinia, therefore must be loved. What man? More water glideth by the mill than what's the miller of. And easy it is of a cut loaf to steal a shive, we know. Though Bassianus be the emperor's brother, better than he have worn Vulcan's badge.
Aye, and as good as Saturninus may.
Then why should he despair that knows to court it with words, fair looks, and liberality? What, hast not thou full often struck a doe and borne her cleanly by the keeper's nose?
Why, then it seems some certain snatch or so would serve your turns.
Aye, so the turn were, sir.
Aaron, Thou hast hit it.
Ah, would you'd hit it too? Then should not we be tired with this ado? Why, Argy, Argy, and are you such fools to square for this? Would it offend you then that both should speed?
Faith, not me.
Nor me, so I'm the one.
For shame. Be friends and join for that, you jar. 'Tis policy and stratagem must do that you effect, and so must you resolve that what you cannot as you would achieve, you must perforce accomplish as you may. Take this of me. Lucrece was not more chaste than this Lavinia, Bassiana's love. A speedier course than lingering languishment must we pursue. And I have found the path. My lords, a solemn hunting is in hand. There will the lovely Roman ladies troop. The forest walks are wide and spacious, and many unfrequented plots that are fitted by kind for rape and villainy. Single you thither then this dainty doe, and strike her home by force, if not by word. This way or not at all stand you in hope. Come, come, our empress, with her sacred wit to villainy and vengeance consecrate, will we acquaint with all what we intend, and she shall file our engines with advice that will not suffer you to square yourselves, but to your wish's height advance you both. The emperor's court is like the house of fame, the palace full of tongues, of eyes and ears. The woods are ruthless, dreadful, deaf and dull. There speak and strike, brave boys, and take your turns. There serve your lust, shadowed from heaven's eye, and revel in Lavinia's treasury.
Thy counsel, lad, smells of no cowardice.
Sit fast, Admethus, till I find the stream to cool this heat, a charm to calm these fits. Per Stygia, per manes, Vejo!